This is Clearly Christian with Dr. Cy Smith, bringing light and giving voice to our country's single greatest hope while moving the culture to God's design. Our mission, to increase the census of those who live and influence society from a biblical worldview. The time for Clearly Christian is now. Here is your host, Dr. Cy Smith.
I'm Dr. Cy Smith, and this is Clearly Christian, a podcast about what it means to see the world from God's perspective, and then the impact that this has on training the next generation to live a life consistent with the biblical worldview. If you like the show, you've been listening, I'd encourage you to subscribe and hit the like button. That'll let others know the show is worth listening to, and it'll certainly help advance our mission in the cause of Christian education, both nationally and around the world. Today's extra credit version of the Clearly Christian podcast is a deeper dive into my conversation with Dr. Sean McDowell. The full episode is live, so just look for the picture of Dr. Sean McDowell, and you'll be able to find it there. So now for some extra credit, let's go ahead and dive in. Chalkboard point number one. If we're genuinely going to reach this next generation for Christ, then we've got to have an accurate understanding of how they think, what they see, and how they feel. Unless you're in Gen Z, you and I have much to learn as the world that they face every day and the future that's in front of them is nothing like the reality that's now behind them. As I've studied Sean McDowell's book, So the Next Generation Will Know, we decided to study this as a faculty every week in our Monday morning meetings. And so I asked some of our young teachers who are actually in Gen Z, some of those that are in their young 20s, I said, hey, can you help us understand this generation a little bit more when we use phrases like they're the loneliest generation or they're full of anxiety or they're overwhelmed? What exactly does that look like? And can you help us really interpret some of these things that we're reading in the book? And one teacher gave this particular example as she was sharing on one Monday morning. She said, you know, when they put the mask mandate back in place for a nearby town, and this town's an hour south of where we're at, when they put that back in place during COVID, when she heard that news, she broke down and cried. She was so saddened and empathetic with that group of people because they had to go back to wearing masks. And you could probably say, well, that's just a high degree of empathy. But she chose to use that as an example because she wanted to illustrate that she's so connected socially with what she sees on social media, and she's so engaged with it, and she's forced to engage with what she sees on social media, that she was so drawn into that story that it really caused her to be overcome with grief and saddened for them because she feels so engaged with everything that she reads and experiences on social media. That was a fascinating point and a good example for us to help understand Gen Z. One teenager in Time magazine, this quote I'll not forget, it said, we're the first generation that can't escape our problems at all. We're like little volcanoes. We're getting constant pressure from our phones, from our relationships, and from the way things are today. And that's, again, a fascinating quote from a teenager in Time magazine. So don't make the mistake of assuming that you know what it's like to be a kid today just because you went through that time period as well. Yeah, there's certainly some similarities which are common because of human nature, and some generational things do look different from one or the same from one generation to the next. We certainly expect that. But the external realities that they face, they're just much different, and they make for a very different reality now than most of us experienced at their age. Every year on the senior retreat, I'm working with kids who are roughly 17, 18 years old, and we do a retreat every fall. I ask them in the survey what they like and what they don't like about their generation. And they're very well aware of their strengths and weaknesses. For instance, they like the fact that they're very tech savvy. They believe they're open-minded about trying new things. But on the other hand, they do know that technology has caused them to be very stressed out. It's given them poor social skills. They know they're obsessed with their phones, and they oftentimes feel very lazy and unmotivated due to technology in their life. So again, they're very well aware of who they are. So if we as parents and leaders are going to step up and lead this next generation, then we've got to work to understand them and their reality. They think and behave the way they do for a reason. And the more we know about those reasons, then the greater the likelihood that we'll have to lead them to a correct understanding of a biblical worldview. Point number two, Christian education is built on this connection between truth and relationships. Our model for teaching is anchored and rooted in a uniquely Christian approach that combines or unites truth to relationship, law to grace, and justice to mercy. It's hard to really overstate the importance of this, these two concepts, truth and relationship. Gen Z is just desperately searching for what's a reasonable faith here, reasonable explanations for their faith. They make that a huge priority, and they desperately want authentic relationships with someone who they know desperately cares. But the reality is, neither one of these two concepts is enough on their own. Without the truth, the kids will naturally gravitate to relationships that make them feel safe and loved and accepted, no matter how strange or even absurd it might seem to other people. But also, make no mistake about it, truth alone isn't enough either, particularly when it's delivered by someone without an authentic relationship or delivered by someone who's coming from a relationship that they know is not one filled with genuine concern for them or their well-being. We all know way too many stories of kids rejecting the truth in those cases, and it happens time and time again. So God calls us to both truth and relationships, and let me illustrate those with scripture real quick. Psalms 119, 160 talks about the truth. He says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever." So the sum of your word, that's the content that we teach at a Christian school. That's what we do. Every subject is based on the sum of your word. If it's true, it can be traced back to the mind of God. So that's the what that we're actually teaching. All truth is God's truth. So that's the truth part that we're capturing at the Christian school. It's actually the content of what it is that we do in the classroom. And then in John 14:6-7, he says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So Jesus describes himself as the truth, and he makes it clear that a relationship with God is the only way that you can get to, only relationship with him is the only way that you can get to experience, obviously, a relationship with God the Father. So this relationship then is priority one for the Christian school. It's what we're all about. That's why so many kids come to Christ at those young ages. It's the most important relationship that you can have both this side of eternity and for eternity. So we're emphasizing this relationship as priority number one, and then what we're actually teaching is the truth. And that's how then we're trying to combine every day in Christian education, truth and relationship. The truth in what we're teaching, and then the relationship of with Christ that really binds us all together as believers. This is what we get to do in Christian schools and in Christian education every day. It's a unique model that's rooted and anchored in, again, this whole connection of truth and relationships, laws to grace, and justice to mercy. Well, thank you again for joining me today on our Clearly Christian podcast. And I trust that now you know more and you understand how Christian education is uniquely designed to meet the educational needs or meet the worldview needs of this next generation of young people. Again, if you like the show and follow along, I'd encourage you to leave a review, hit the subscribe button, let others know the show is worth listening to. And I'd love for you to do that for us. And that'll continue to advance not only this ministry, but of course, the ministry of our guest today as well. And you heard him say, well, all those things that he's a part of, those are great efforts to obviously reach the next generation and reach those who can influence the next generation and perhaps to motivate each one to not only speak the truth, but get involved in those relationships and bring this next generation along, because they need each one of us, no matter what generation you are a part of. Remember, as I always say every week when we close or every show when we close, the only way we're going to turn things around in this country is to increase the number of people who hold the biblical worldview, and as Sean said, live that out then every day. And the greatest hope that we have to do that is Christian education at home or in Christian schools. Again, I'm Dr. Cy Smith with Clearly Christian. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to the Clearly Christian podcast with Dr. Cy Smith. Hear more episodes at clearlychristianeducation.com. If you'd like more information about Christian education in your neighborhood, or if you're interested in education opportunities at Mansfield Christian School, or if you agree with Dr. Smith and want to help him in his mission to influence and awaken Christian America, you can send Dr. Smith an email through the clearlychristianeducation.com website. Message him on the Clearly Christian LinkedIn or Facebook page, or call the Clearly Christian Connection Connection Line at 419-756-5651. This has been the Clearly Christian Podcast with Dr. Cy Smith on clearlychristianeducation.com, brought to you in conjunction with Mansfield Christian School, a Bryan Media production.